Right now, I'd like to welcome Lorelei Novak. She is with the Northern New Mexico Citizens Advisory Board and is here to talk to us about the not very oft talked about subject of nuclear waste at Los Alamos National Laboratories. Welcome.
Okay. Hi, Mary Charlotte. Thank you.
It's good to have you, and it's good to have you back. We've had you on the show before talking about this the whole subject of nuclear waste and how it affects the rest of New Mexico outside the boundaries of LANL, of Los Alamos National Laboratories, because, of course, water flows.
That's right.
What is the situation that we have right now at the lab?
There's a big decision to be made about this radioactive mixed waste landfill that's coming up in the near future regarding closure of the site. It's called Material Disposal Area G. It's located at Technical Area 54. It's about 60 acres. It's right by Pajarita Road, next door neighbor to the San Ildefonso Pueblo. And there's two big options that are being considered.
Well, hang on. What is the site like? In other words, it's a 60-acre site with barrels of nuclear waste in it, buried
well,
in the ground? What's going on there?
It's got pits and trenches that have nuclear low-level mixed hazardous waste that is buried. And on top of that sits drums of true waste that is slated to go to WIP, the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant in Carlsbad. So that would have to be, of course, removed first, and then we deal with the actual waste. And there's the idea of designing an engineered cap and covering it and continue aggressive monitoring around the site because it does sit above the regional aquifer. The aquifer is about 800 feet down. And
you've got nuclear waste sitting on top of an aquifer in New Mexico, and you're trying to decide what to do with it.
That's right, because it has to be closed. It's part of the consent order, the cleanup process for the laboratory. And the other option would be complete excavation of the site, which is huge. Both options are kind of on opposite ends of the spectrum. They each have major pros and cons.
So you call the two options cap or carry.
That's right.
So either you put a cap on top of it and seal it for all time, or you take it away.
That's right. It would go somewhere else. But that would involve a lot of trucks. At our dry run for our forum tonight, the folks at LANL stated that it may well be on the order of about 50 trucks per day removing waste for the next 25 years to completely excavate the site.
50 trucks a day for the next 25 years to excavate the amount of nuclear waste that is in this 60-acre site.
That's right.
And so that's one option. And the other is to
design this engineered cap, which there's a lot of technology that goes into this. It covers the waste. The waste is left in place, and it looks like natural grasses. And then there's monitoring all around the perimeter of the site, wells, monitoring wells. There's many different ways to monitor it to make sure it's not leaking. But it has to be taken in consideration that this is long-term monitoring, 100 years, 1,000 years. All this has to be taken in consideration.
Now, the fact is that nuclear, no matter where you put it, it's going to be radioactive somewhere.
That's right.
And so if you either leave it here or take it away. And tonight there's going to be actually a public education forum where people will be talking about these alternatives that you were telling our listeners about. It's at the Santa Fe Community College in the Jemez complex.
That's right.
That's in the main building of the...
Yeah, and there's signs that point you back to the Jemez rooms. There will be expert presentations, question and answer. Our board is chartered to really involve the public in this decision. We want to get them early on in the process, get the public educated as to what's involved with both of these options so that they can provide informed public comment, be involved in this decision-making process, because it really does affect the citizens of northern New Mexico. This is their decision in a way, and once there's a process that goes through, there's a corrective measures evaluation where LANL says, this is what's going on at the site, this is what we suggest. Then the state comes in, issues a statement of basis, and they say, okay, well, this is what we want to do. That's where the public comes in. That's where they can provide their comment and say, no, we prefer cap, or we prefer, carry. Then the state issues their final remedy, and they said, this is what we're going to do. But
so tonight is from 4 to 6, people will be sort of hanging around, and then from 6 to 7:30, there are going to be people from LANL, from the Department of Energy, and from San Ildefonso
That's
Pueblo.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then at 7:45 to 9 o'clock, there will be questions from the public for the presenters. Mm-hmm. Is tonight the main time that the public can comment, or is that coming up?
Yeah, this is early on in the process. We want to start this education process now. The statement of basis, where the public has the chance to comment through the State Environment Department, is coming up later this year.
Okay.
But we can't stress enough that the more you know about these options, it's very complex. It's hard to describe. We're going to have subject matter experts, diagrams. We're going to have color-coded options and risk. And the board wants to gather public comments so that they may, in fact, make a recommendation to the Department of Energy, which is part of our charter.
So you're with a unusual group called the Northern New Mexico Citizens Advisory Board, which is actually chartered by the United States Department of Energy, and whose purpose is?
The purpose is to make formal recommendations to the Department of Energy on issues of environmental remediation and waste management at the lab.
Okay. There are, so specifically, it's all about the lab.
Yeah, and the board members are volunteer-appointed board members that represent a cross-section of the community. So that's, this whole thing was started by the Federal Advisory Committee Act that established these boards at the main nuclear sites across the country so that the citizens can have an impact in these decisions.
It sounds almost like democracy.
Yeah, in a way. We hope.
We're talking to Lorelei Novak. Okay, so people can show up tonight as early as 4 o'clock, but things are really getting underway at 6 o'clock at the Jemez Room in the Santa Fe Community College. And the whole event will go until 9 o'clock, including the questions for the presenters at the end. And the presenters are people who presumably know what they're talking about.
That's right.
Seems like one of those issues that really is difficult, and there really are serious pros and cons on each side.
Yeah, and you might want to lean one way. You know, your gut reaction might be take it all away. But once you find out how many trucks, the impact on the community, you know.
And where are you going to put it?
Yeah.
And who else's community are you going to put it
in? That's right. You have to really weigh this carefully, and I think it takes some education.